Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we're talking Ironman nutrition on this episode of the podcast. And thanks to everyone who has reached out and left us reviews and ratings on iTunes. I absolutely love hearing from triathletes around the globe. If you'd like to reach out, you can. It's pretty easy to get in touch with me. My email address is brad@thekonaedge.com. I love getting feedback about the show. If you've got any comments or suggestions, please do reach out and be in touch. That's brad@thekonaedge.com. Or alternatively, just hit us up on social media. You can find us at The Kona Edge pretty much across all the platforms. Or alternatively, you can reach out to me personally at Big Brad Brown is my handle across pretty much everything. So, look us up and be in touch. Look forward to hearing from you. Coming up next here on The Kona Edge, we head into the Coach's Corner. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to Australia to catch up with Barry Ullison. Barry, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Nutrition, how big a role does that play in what you do?
I think it plays a pretty big role. I've sort of over the years developed my own little strategy when it comes to nutrition. It takes a while to find out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Once you got it, I tend not to play around with it too much.
Again, it's one of those things, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Tell me a little bit about your approach and your strategy.
I don't actually use a lot of nutrition in training, especially for long rides or long runs. I'll get up and have a cup of coffee and then go for a 4 or 5 hour ride. And then when it does come into the last hour of my ride, which I usually do on the kicker, I'll probably do that with a couple of cans of Coke or a gel or two. And then for a long run, same thing. I tend to stay away from anything other than a cup of coffee in the morning, unless it's a fartlek, which I'll probably use some gels and some blocks.
And as far as race day itself, I mean, what's your approach to race day nutrition?
This is interesting because people look at me funny when I tell them what I do. But basically, race morning, I have 2 or 3 cans of a sausage and drink called Ensure. It's what they give people who have eating problems or old people to get the calories in. And they actually like 350 calories in a can. So I get 2 or 3, maybe sometimes 4 of those down. That's a 1,200 calorie breakfast that you got in your stomach. I'd like to see you eat 1,200 calories. And you feel sick for a while, maybe about 30-40 minutes, but after that you're well and truly got all your calories in you, and I'm ready to race start.
That's amazing. Before we talk about during the race, where did that start? Like, how did you come about that?
I was researching nutrition. online, and I saw some pro talk about it. I can't remember who it was, but I actually read in Macca's book a few years later that's what he used to do. Because maybe they got it from Macca. But yeah, that's where I picked it up, just online research. And yeah, I thought, okay, that makes sense. Because I'm never hungry on race morning. I'm full of nerves. I'm very, very anxious. I'm almost in tears on race morning. I'm that on edge. I just want the gun to go off. I hate waiting.
And then let's talk about during the race itself. What's how do you approach things on the bike and on the run?
So after I get into T1 and I get on the bike, I usually take it very easy for the first 20 minutes, and I don't drink anything or take any nutrition in. I just I concentrate on getting my heart rate down, probably to the 130 mark. Whichever comes first, 1:30 or 20 minutes, then I'll take my first sip of water or energy drink. Recently, it's mainly been water. And then I'll probably start taking my first gel, or I'll have another can of Ensure on the bike. But I'll try and finish that can. It's in my aero bottle, by the way. I don't actually take a can, but I try and get that down in the first hour, and try not let my heart rate go over 150, just so my body can, you know, digest, or else I start feeling nauseous and I just want to throw up. But a good point on throwing up is if it's a sea swim, I usually make myself throw up within the first 20 minutes and get all that salt water and shit out of my stomach. It's not pretty. I'm sorry for the people that are hanging onto my wheel, but that's what you get. You'll get some salt water all over you. And then after an hour, once I've got that first 300 calories in, I'll start pushing the pace on the bike. And probably take a gel every 20 minutes or so. I generally just take what's on course. My stomach can handle most things. And then just head down, arse up, power on the pedals.
And the run, pretty much the same. I mean, you're on gels right throughout. Do you change anything out there? No?
No, again, first 20 minutes. 10 minutes before I get off the bike, I probably won't. I'll stop drinking and eating and whatever, and getting my stomach just a little bit flat. And then again for the first 20 minutes or 5Ks on the run, again I won't take anything on. And then once I've settled into a pace and I've got my breathing under control, because I don't use a heart rate monitor on the run. I don't even use a watch on the run. Once I've got everything under control, then I'll start, whatever I feel like. It's generally gels and Coke. I try and stay away from water just because it doesn't sit well with gels and Coke.
Well, just touch on the not running with a heart rate monitor and a watch. Is it a case of you don't really want to know, you just want to run to feel, and you know your body well enough that you know if you're going well or not?
Oh. Yes, I'm one of these guys that just when I'm running with a watch, I can't stop looking at it. I don't know what it is, especially if I got my pace on it. Even when I train, I just train to time. I don't have pace on my watch, and I just run and I look at the time, and that's it. I don't want to know what pace I'm running at. I'm very much about run by feel. And it's worked pretty well for me in training, especially when interval training. I sort of hit the numbers that I would expect on what I would say is a moderate, medium, or mad pace. I genuinely hit them spot on. So I don't need the watch to tell me what I'm running at. I know what I'm running at.
Brilliant. Well, Barry, it's been awesome catching up. Thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. What's next on the cards for you?
Kona.
and goals, you chasing the ball?
Yeah, just the ball. That's all I want. The ball, and then I'll reassess what I want to do. Maybe the comrades.
I love it. Barry, thanks for your time today, mate. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Alex.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thank you very much to our guest today here on the podcast, Barry Olufsen. Thanks for sharing those nutrition tips. And we're back again tomorrow with another incredible story that I'm looking forward to sharing here on the podcast. And before I do go, if you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes, it's hugely appreciated. It really helps us grow the podcast and get in front of more triathletes and share these stories and tips with more awesome athletes just like you. So if you haven't yet, I'd really appreciate it. I can send you all the details on how you can do it. All you need to do is text the word Ironman to 44222. Alternatively, you can head over to thekonaedge.com/win because we're giving away some cool prizes as well, simply for leaving us a review on iTunes. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.